Yay Networks.
13 has been my lucky number for a while. Like, it's always a sign of good things to come for me.
This is 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast, breaking down every song, every Easter egg, every era, and every theory. Hosted by the biggest Swifties, Nick Adams, Anna Casiejos, Amy Nichols, and Lacey G.
Welcome to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. My name's Nick Adams.
I'm Anna.
Amy.
And I'm Lacey G.
And man, we were just bullet pointing all of the things we were going to talk about today. Blondie's been up to a lot.
She took 1 week off. And she has done more in this past week than I have ever done with any week I've ever had off.
Yeah, she took like the Easter holiday off, and we're like, oh, Taylor's going to get so well rested.
And we were like,
she's going to have no Eras tour. She's got like 2 weeks before the next one. It's going to be great.
We were like, oh my God, we're going to be so bored.
But oh my gosh, she fit in more gossip and rumors about her than she in like 1 week than she did in like the past year.
Mm-hmm. The queen the Easter eggs took over Easter.
Oh, yeah.
How appropriate.
Took over Easter this last weekend. It was all I could see, all I could think about, all the rumors. I mean, everything just exploded. Here we are in our safe little Swiftie nest that we've built for ourselves, and we are ahead. We've got so many episodes that we're still going to get to.
Oh, no.
And now, like, I don't know. I don't even know what's going on
anymore.
Well,
we have some in the bank that it's going to sound bad. They're going to sound dated. But you know what?
Sound bad.
But you know what? I kind of think that's funny. Like, I kind of want to go back. I mean, not go back whenever. Whatever. It gets confusing. We were trying to plan ahead by recording some of the song breakdowns that we haven't posted yet. But given the recent news, our song breakdowns are just going to sound
silly.
Really naive.
Sure. Because now with a lot of the news, some people are like, hold on, we need to go back and listen to Midnights in a completely different way.
Okay, so let's talk about the obvious. What is happening? We had said that we weren't going to comment on this because it's rumored that Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift have broken up. She says specifically, Lavender Haze, like, don't talk about my business. Stay out of my relationship. Don't talk about it. So it's so difficult because then it is shocking. If this is true, then us as Swifties, we didn't know about it. So we were kind of blindsided by the news because we just know her and Joe being so in love and so together. So to hear it is a little shocking at first. It's like, oh my gosh, they broke up. Is that going to be okay? Then you have some idiots who are not Swifties say, oh, well, no, we're just going to get another great breakup album. Okay, screw you. How many albums did she put out? I'm just going. I'm so confused. Anyway, she's put out so many albums. So for an uneducated Swiftie to be like, oh, she's put out a great, get out of here. Get out of here. I do not want my girl to suffer in any sort of way to be able to make music for us.
Get it off my desk.
Yes.
Well, and she's even said that. She was like, people feel like I can only write good music when I'm sad. And it's like, she doesn't have to break up with somebody to write good music.
Death by a thousand cuts. That's whenever she regained her confidence, whenever she was able to write Death by a thousand cuts while she was stupidly in love, just like insanely giddy in love, and she could still write this heartbreaking song. So we don't know if they've broken up or not. We don't know. Is this the breakup album? Some people have speculated that this is actually a breakup album, and it does hit differently. Once you take everything into consideration, because if they did break up, there's so many rumors. But if they did break up, this is how I envision it. If they did break up, it was a long time coming. So similar like with my divorce, you don't just get divorced. There's problems, 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 problems. And then it finally comes to a head and you decide, okay, we've got to do something about this, either stay together or not. And so if this was a long time coming, then did she write this album with this in the back of her mind? Or some of the rumors are Joe doesn't approve of her career and she chose her career over him, which I have a hard time believing because he's been there the whole time. So why would he now be like, oh, you're too famous or this is too much to handle? That one I don't buy into. But it does hit different if you listen to Midnight Rain thinking, what if this was a breakup album? What if that's what she was saying all along? you, Anna, have always been emotionally connected to the song Dear Reader. Mm-hmm. And it made me wonder if you were just more in tune than the rest of us, that your Swiftie sense is next level, because in Dear Reader, she is saying, I'm going to a house, not a home, all alone, because there's nobody there for me.
I mean, to be honest, everything has been really confusing in the last week.
Yeah.
And when the news broke and everything, it was so much at once. I didn't know what to believe. I went through the full 5 stages of grief. I was in denial. I was like, no, this isn't true. I was angry. I was angry at what other people were saying, because I was like, stop. You don't know what you're talking about. Everybody was just, there's a lot of people online that know Taylor Swift's name gets engagement. So they're just talking to talk to get engagement on social media. And
yeah,
like, that
well,
was really
look,
annoying to me.
She's got to be the problem,
like,
right?
Right?
All these failed relationships.
So it's like, this is constant. So it was like, I was getting really defensive of her. I was just like, because obviously, like, we adore Taylor Swift and everything. And then there's all this, and then come the theories, you know? And like, we as fans, yes, we love theories. We love clowning. But in terms of like her art, not her personal life. Mm-hmm. And so I know that there's all this, oh my God, Midnights is the breakup album. I don't believe that, personally. Mm-hmm. I don't think that she was in a relationship and simultaneously writing a breakup album for that relationship. Mm-hmm. She's given us songs, yes, The Great War, Afterglow, like songs where she talks about, yes, we have problems, yes, we fight, yes, we have these breaking points, but she's not going to write Mastermind, Sweet Nothing, yeah, everything else, and be like, this is a breakup album. Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, if you think about an album, this album, we're getting the breakup news now in what? April 2023. Mm-hmm. This album came out October of 2022. She must have written it months before that, because when it came out in October, she had visuals. She had music videos. Mm-hmm. She had everything ready. And to even get the visuals, to get everything done, you need to write the album first. Mm-hmm. She didn't write this album 2 years ago thinking, I'm going to announce this breakup 2 years from now. She's a mastermind, yes. She's not a time traveler.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
she,
I mean?
She said when she put out the album that these are like about nights that she stayed up at midnight throughout her entire career.
So I don't think Dear Reader is a song about Joe breaking up with Joe. I personally don't think that. We don't know what's true and what's not, because Taylor hasn't done any interviews. She hasn't, like, in the past, like, yes, we can know what certain songs are about because of the Easter eggs and the booklets and what she says in interviews and things like that, but she hasn't done that. So all there is just speculation. But I mean, you can take anything and argue what you want it to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I could be completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I have no factual evidence. It's just what I personally
well
think.
But at the same time, on the other hand, if this is a breakup album, they've remain completely private. So we don't know if this has been something that has been happening and they just didn't come forward with it.
Maybe.
And even though she's not public about her relationships, her being a mastermind, she can manipulate this to her advantage because the media is going to blow it up anyway. So at least I can use this news. I know the media is going to do it. I can use this news for my favor, and then have everybody re-listen to that. And I know that that's deep and that's so much, but I wouldn't put it past Taylor to, if the news is going to mess with her anyway, then you can deliver the news how you want to, and you can use that news to your advantage. But I don't know, because then other people are saying, like, it was a recent breakup, or Joe said, let's use this tour to give each other space, and she thought he was going to miss her and then didn't, and now she's off at the tour thriving and he doesn't. So, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? I don't even know where to begin with the woman who says, don't analyze my relationships. But then I felt like her going out immediately as soon as the news broke kind of speaks volumes, because we don't ever see Taylor Swift out, and now she's out.
See, to me, when she was photographed in New York, that to me said, I'm moving past this relationship. That,
like, I'm good.
That to me said, I'm fine. I'm good. Here I am. I'm out. I'm smiling, hanging out with friends, potentially working on new music, because she was at a recording studio late at night. So to me, that says, I'm okay.
Yeah.
We're good. And it is funny, the visceral reaction Swifties have had about being just devastated with this potential breakup, because there's only like 4 pictures of Taylor and Joe together. And we are like, no, mom and dad. And so it's just really funny that people are like having this big reaction.
I think it's just because they've been together for so long.
Her longest relationship.
You know, it's and we know like she's expressed in songs before like her fear of losing him. So it's like to see it happen. It's like I think we just knew like, you know, like the song like Peace. Mm-hmm. And like we just knew that this was something she was like anxious about. So to see it happen, it's like you can't help but feel just like empathetic.
What do you guys feel about her switching up the song choices during the Folklore set during the Eras tour? Because when the tour started, the first song was Invisible String. And then at a different tour stop, she dropped Invisible String and said The One. Mm-hmm. So those are songs about kind of at different points in a relationship. One, when you're happy in love in a relationship. One, when you're looking back in fondness at a relationship that's ended.
I think it's so... When the news broke that they broke up, that was one of the first things mm-hmm. that people were saying. They're like, oh my God, she was trying to tell us, like, this could have been fun. You could have been the one. I was like, I think we're focusing too much on that and not in the, I'm doing good, I'm on some new shit.
Yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, yeah, it would have been fun, but I'm good.
Right.
Well, I always felt this way. And I've said it before. We were at a work party one time and I walked up to somebody, was like, hey, where's your wife? And everybody got really awkward and quiet. And I could just tell, like, I said something I wasn't supposed to say. And I was like, okay, never mind, never mind. And they said, well, I just told everybody we're getting divorced. I was like, okay, man, good for you. Congratulations. And Amy was like, what? That's your reaction? That wasn't my reaction. But I was like, well, by the time you get divorced, there's a reason you're getting divorced. So same thing with Taylor Swift. If they are broken up, there's a reason that they're broken up. And I'm not saying necessarily it has to be a bad reason. It doesn't mean that somebody did wrong, but you tried and tried and decided this ain't for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes love isn't for forever. And I know that's unpopular to say in this room because y'all show me differently. Love can be forever. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but it doesn't have to be forever. You have to have a willing partner who wants to grow with you and wants to change with you and wants to work on a relationship. And not everybody has that. So then one day you look at your partner and you're like, I don't even know who you are anymore. And you're not willing to do the work. So bye. So I do think if they did break up that she's fine, that it sucks. She can be sad. But that doesn't mean her life's over. She's been saying this whole time, I don't have to have a guy to make me happy.
Exactly. Yeah. And I also think that because a lot of people are like, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to listen to Lover again. I'm never going to be able to whatever. But I disagree. I think he was probably the greatest, like, he was exactly what she needed when she needed mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And her vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they probably showed each other what they needed when they needed it. He was there for her during everything with Reputation. Mm-hmm. He was there for her during the pandemic. They created art together. And then, yeah, it's like, you know, she's still bejeweled. She still wants to go out and shine. And maybe they just had different ideas. But like, yeah, you want her to still thrive. You want him to still thrive.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Maybe. We like to think that hopefully it was a very amicable breakup. Right. That's what we've been told.
The source, yeah.
The source said
they, personalities just didn't match up.
That's fine. Sometimes that happens.
No one's the bad guy.
I saw a funny comment on TikTok. I think someone had said, Joe said, took the Grammy in the bag and I stole the key. That was the last time you ever saw me. Pretty good.
I did see TikTok that were like, she really did mean drop everything now. Just like silly stuff like that.
I do love that in the midst of one of the biggest or the biggest breakup of her life from her longest relationship. It's just funny that she still holds so much power when it comes to just what she wears.
Oh my
God.
Like
we said, she was seen out in New York with Jack Antonoff earlier this week, and she was wearing these jeans, and everyone was thinking about these jeans. Is there an Easter egg in these jeans?
They're Q-A-F.
Jeans, and they had like a butterfly on the leg. And so they're from a company called Aria. They're $673. They sold out immediately. And it's just really funny that in the midst of this massive breakup, she still commands commerce in a massive way.
Not even just that, but her shirt was a black top that was off the shoulder, which is similar to Princess Diana's revenge dress.
Ooh,
iconic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Iconic. I love the picture of her where she's like walking to the car and you can see everybody's reaction to her.
Yes.
There's like three people. There's like one guy who's like, oh my God, his jaw's dropped. There's another girl who's like with her phone. There's another girl just like smiling. Yeah. And then there's even a dog like looking up at her like, oh my God. And it's like, I am every single person and dog in this photo.
I tried to tell myself, how would I react if Taylor Swift just walked
no
by?
Idea.
and everyone's in shock. I would hope I would have the courage to say, like, I have a podcast about you.
And see, hey, turn on your air.
No. See if she stopped. See if no. she stopped. I have a podcast about you.
I would try to hug her.
And then she's like, really,
oh, you can't, no.
I know you're not supposed to, and that's what I'm saying, but that would just be my automatic reaction. Lacey, is I would want to hold her.
She would be tackled.
Yeah. So I mean,
I would be the one tackling her. Be like, don't even. Do not.
But I would want to hold her. Okay, Nick, you're saying this massive breakup. So are you buying into it? Because I was going to say alleged
If it is, everyone's talking about a breakup. If this is a breakup, I would assume this is probably the biggest breakup of...
Other than her record label.
I mean, like an intimate relationship with a lover. Yeah, you know, almost seven years together. Yeah, it's serious. It's a big relationship.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is very serious.
I've also heard a theory that Joe is not her boyfriend, it's her husband, and that she was going to come out and say that they're married, and that's why they're not boyfriend-girlfriend anymore. But I'm not...
Some rumor that said that there was a ceremony, like, last year, but it was never official, like, on paper they were married.
It was,
but they
like
had
a
some
symbolic.
Sort of ceremony. I haven't heard a lot about that rumor. That's just been, like, maybe Dumois posted. I don't know. Someone
but
said
that's
it.
Also... That was a rumor every six months for the last 6 years. They're engaged. They're married. They're having a baby. You know that, and I think that's part of why at first when they were like they broke up, I was like, shut up, y'all are just trying to get clickbait again. And then for some reason, when I was going through my five stages of grief, whenever I saw the photos of her in New York with the butterfly jeans, seeing that photo, for some reason, that's what made me accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, she looks like she's doing like, if it was on purpose that she wanted to be seen out and about, it worked for me.
It worked.
You know, because I was like, okay, my girl's thriving.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing good. She's out in New York City. That's like a city that she loves. She's with Jack Antonoff. Like, she's doing good. She's on some new shit. You
just
know what I mean?
Stone's throw away from Cornelia Street.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Where people have been mourning and laying down flowers,
which is
and
weird.
Stuff. Yeah.
That is kind of weird.
That's weird.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I saw people take flowers. I saw people leave flowers at Cornelia Street where some random person lives there. I think Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank owns that place or is like leasing it out or something.
Oh, really?
Or she's a realtor for it. Anywho, but yeah, a bunch of people have been leaving flowers there. And then I have seen at least one person take the flowers saying, Taylor's never going to pick these flowers up. I'm taking the flowers. Pretty funny.
I mean, someone had to.
Someone has to.
Another thing that we've kind of breezed by also while she was in New York, she was seen leaving a recording studio really, really quickly.
The Electric Lady Studio, which I believe she's recorded at before. And Jack Antonoff was there. And so I don't know if it was a project for Bleachers. She was just going to hang out because she was also seeing Mike Birbiglia. He posted a picture with Taylor.
On like the rooftop?
On the rooftop with Taylor. Jack Antonoff is in the background. So it was probably taken that same time that she was there. So who knows what she was working on.
Yeah. Allegedly, this is a rumor. I was trying to find pictures or video, but I couldn't. So it is just a rumor. But there's a rumor that Zayn from One Direction.
What's his last name?
Is it Malik?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's right.
I always want to say Malik.
Malik.
Zayn Malik was rumored to have been at that same studio not that long ago as well. So people are like, what if they're re-recording I Don't Want to Live Forever?
Oh,
Taylor's version.
You know, I've been thinking about will Taylor work with Zayn? Because Zayn, not too long ago, had kind of some violent dust-ups with one of Taylor's, I assume they're friends,
Gigi,
with her mom. Because Zayn has a baby with Gigi. It was rumored that Zayn and Gigi's mom got physical. So I was wondering how.
But he's also to be rumored to be dating Selena Gomez, which is Taylor's BFF.
That's
true.
That is very true. So there must be a little bit of history. But yeah, I just didn't know how that would affect if she would re-record I Don't Want to Live Forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if, like, if you're in that position, do you frame it as like, no, I need to re-record every single song? Because she is re-recording songs that aren't on albums, like Eyes Open and you know what I mean? Songs like that. So I don't put it past her giving us I Don't Want to Live Forever Taylor's version as well. So I don't know. That's a good question.
But with Zayn. But would Zayn still be on it?
I don't know.
If
they were
he's potentially maybe not the best person.
I don't know. We just have to wait and see.
I think he's okay. I mean everybody does something bad. It doesn't make who they are. I don't know.
No, that's true. But you still have to work with them?
If you're trying to get a job done, sometimes you have to work with people you don't want to.
And I see what Amy's saying. You'd have to know the full story just totally. To say they got violent with each other. Who says that she wasn't starting, you know, or it was just blown out of proportion. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I don't want to speculate on that, but it doesn't necessarily have to be worst case scenario. And you can still get titled and plugged as that, as being a violent person.
And again, this was just a rumor that he was at the studio. I tried to find pictures and I couldn't, but I don't know. Maybe that's just what people are hoping for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What
or
else,
maybe
Taylor?
Maybe she's re-recording some other stuff, or maybe recording new stuff. We don't know. It was like a 5-second clip of her leaving the studio. Yeah. So.
And she is always getting into the same silver Tahoe or Suburban. Hmm. There's always the same one.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought she had a studio like in her home.
I think she does.
But she was in New York.
Oh, is her home studio somewhere else? Probably, I guess.
I would think so.
Or maybe that's just where they have all the files.
I don't know.
Who knows? Other sightings of Miss Swift, to backpedal a little bit in time before all of this, on her week off, she was also in Liverpool. She is everywhere. She was seen filming a music video.
Pretty cool.
For something. It looks like, I mean, people are speculating, saying that it kind of has a vibe, like a Batman vibe. There's like a very quick video of her where it looks like she's like running out of a bank vault, like holding like a giant frame of something. And if you zoom in, she looks very much like Speak Now Taylor. She has like the curls and the black boots.
How okay.
Y'all didn't see this?
No, I did. But it's funny to me how if we want to see it as Speak Now, we're going to see it as Speak Now.
Yeah, I know. Well, so
Taylor wore jeans during the Speak Now era. She was wearing jeans in this music video.
When you see this, have you seen this?
Yeah, I have, but it's just
you're
funny.
Telling
I think
me you
we
didn't
can,
think that looked like
but
Speak
you can
Now.
Say it's Speak Now, but also someone can say it's vigilante shit.
Very blurry.
I know. So, yeah, I don't know. It could, when I first heard Batman, whatever, I was like, oh, definitely vigilante shit, right? Like a music video for vigilante shit, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be anything, but Joey King and Taylor Lautner are rumored to be a part of this music video.
Which is great. I love seeing her working with an ex. That's pretty great.
Me Especially too. From the Speak Now era.
Uh-huh. True.
So.
And Joey King was in the Mean music video
from
Speak Now. So that's why she wanted her there.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was just filming this, like a week ago? So no idea on the turnaround on when we'll see it.
You know, do you think she's still filming visuals for Midnights, or is she filming visuals for potentially the next re-recording?
Which could be
Speak Now.
She's partnering up with Starbucks over Cruel Summer. So who knows? Who knows?
Which was also that was unofficial. We gotta say that wasn't like an official thing.
Oh,
I thought that was real.
No, I think they were just using
they
her
used,
name.
Yeah,
I think
they were saying
Starbucks
like,
was?
Oh, new drinks like hit this hits different, but
oh.
We as Swifties, we know that's a deluxe limit, like you know, track.
Actual Starbucks was using that for promotion. Yes. It was not in partnership with Taylor
Swift. I don't think so, because she never promoted it.
She never said anything.
Gotcha.
Taylor Nation never said anything.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Just like
I thought we were going to get a Lover era now.
Taylor's version?
Yeah, great.
Well, just because...
That's a joke, by the way.
They didn't... I know.
Okay.
But because Lover didn't get all the love that it deserved because of the pandemic, because of all the plans that she had for Lover. So it has been rumored that is she going to go back and record music videos for Lover, because she didn't get to then, and she didn't get to she didn't get to do all her Lover stuff. So maybe she'll pick back up and do it.
What if this Batman Liverpool vigilante video is actually Cruel Summer? You never know.
Never know.
You never know. You never know. But good segue, because we have to talk about the show that took place last night in Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
So is there anything else we want to cover from the last week before?
I think we're good. Yeah. Let's keep rolling.
So she performed last night it was the Eras Tour, the first night of Tampa, after a week off. And I feel like there was a lot of hype behind this show, at least for us as Swifties, because this is her first show since the breakup news. This is her first show. Just like, I guess the first really big opportunity to make a statement. I'm saying that with air quotes, because I don't think she's going to get on the mic and be like, so I heard you guys are talking. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, that's not something.
She's not going to get up there and cover Single Ladies.
Right. That's not going to happen. But people were still like, okay, you know, what surprise songs is she going to do? Like, this just, there was just like a lot behind it.
This is also one of her first Thursday night shows, one of her only Thursday yes. night shows of the tour. And it was on
April 13th.
So there was just kind of a lot for us, you know, Swifty, there's just like a lot behind this. But I think one of the coolest things was the stadium in Tampa. It was an outdoor stadium. So whenever she started, kicked off the show with like Lover, she got to sing like Cruel Summer and stuff like outside while the sun was setting.
Pretty great.
Like, that was really, really cool.
How it was originally intended.
Exactly.
Blues and purple pink skies.
Yes. The sun was setting. She's singing Cruel Summer. Like, everything. It was just really, it was perfect. I was in attendance via live stream. I wasn't, like, physically there.
Wouldn't be shocked if you did just show up at a Taylor Swift concert.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did look at tickets because, like, last week I was like, I need to be there for her. I did look at tickets. I would have done it. But
hey, there's still two more shows.
Flights were expensive.
Yeah.
But thankfully, people live stream. So I was in attendance via live stream, and I was watching the whole thing. And when the show started, at first I was like, this is going to be kind of interesting because it's not dark. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of her show, you know, the big screen and everything, I was like, how is this going to work? But of course, as the sun was setting, it was just perfect.
I did see several people post from outside the stadium, and you could hear the concert very well because it's open. Whereas yeah. other people who have been posting things outside a stadium, you know, it's kind of muffled. But yeah. this you could hear Cruel Summer perfectly well outside the gates.
Yeah. So there was a lot of highlights, I feel like, during this show. She debuted a couple of new outfits. Four new outfits. The first one being the Enchanted dress. I died. I loved it. It's like sparkly, of course, and it kind of has like 3D like flowers mm-hmm. on it. I loved it, but I love anything that she wears. Mm-hmm. But I was just so excited. I mean, to see a new dress for Enchanted, I was like, oh my god, this is huge. I was watching the live stream and I had my headphones in, and my fiance Ryan was playing PlayStation, and I was like, oh my god, new outfit. Like, he wasn't hearing it, but I was just like, new outfit. And he was like, why don't you just give me updates when like something major happens? Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, what would you consider to be major? And he was like, you know, something that would make headlines, something that's like, you know, really monumental. And then she went into Folklore, and I was like, new outfit. Because we got a new outfit for Folklore mm-hmm. as
green,
well.
Gorgeous.
Did you love it, Amy?
I did. She had a lot of midriff showing in like this netty. Oh, it was so great.
It was kind of giving me like Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ivy, yes. Also Key Lime Green, like dyed the dog Key Lime Green. Those were two that I had seen. But hold on, Anna, I did not watch this. But I got caught up on TikTok this morning. As she walked away after doing Enchanted in that new dress, didn't she say, be back soon or something like that? That's not true. I could have swore that I saw something on TikTok that people were like, oh, here's another Easter egg. Whenever she walked off, she was like, be back soon, saying, like, speak now, we'll be coming soon or something.
If she did, I missed it.
Okay.
She looks back, but she looks back every time.
Mm-hmm.
I must have missed that.
Okay, or it didn't happen. I can't confirm or deny.
I don't know.
Okay.
And then the third new outfit that we got, during 1989.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
The sparkly two-piece.
And what color is it?
Orange.
Orange. And what does that mean?
Karma.
Ah!
It was so funny because I was switching between TikTok and Twitter, and it was so funny. As soon as she came out on that orange outfit, I went to Twitter, and people were like, the Karma Truthers are about to come out. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, karma's real. This we know. Thank you, Taylor, so much.
So whenever she showed up in that outfit, did you scream at your fiance Ryan, new outfit or karma?
I said new outfit. I didn't have time to explain to him why orange was a big deal. I was too focused. And then something that Amy and I were talking about this morning, that her 1989 outfits and her surprise song outfits always match colors.
Okay.
So when she does like the green 1989, she wears the green dress for the surprise songs, vice versa. But this time, so the 1989 outfit was orange. The surprise song was yellow.
Whoa.
But it did have like orange like undertones, like sparkly orange parts to it. So maybe they kind of went together. Or maybe the outfit was more yellow than orange. Because again, I was watching on a live stream, so not 100% sure. But then it was surprise song O'Clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the edge of my seat because everyone was like,
it's going to be a message.
This is going to be her form of a statement. She could sing I Forgot That You Existed.
Ooh.
She could sing London Boy. She, like, you know what I mean? Like no matter what song she was going to sing, people were going to take it as a statement. And I think she did the smartest thing ever because she sang Speak Now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, this is an album I've been thinking about a lot. It's been on my brain a lot lately. So here's the title track from the album. She starts playing Speak Now. That was genius because now we're all like, Speak Now, Taylor's version. Like, yeah. We're back on track to clowning about what we should be clowning about.
Not talking about Joe.
Right, which is Speak Now, Taylor's version.
Puts it back on her,
yes.
Not on someone else.
Yes. And I think she kind of puts it back on her fans to carry the conversation of her work and not her relationship. So I thought that was genius. Mm-hmm. And I started just, I was grinning ear to ear, first of all, because, I mean, Speak Now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which was absolutely incredible. I did see my Instagram notifications later, and some of our listeners did try to video call me during that, so I really do appreciate that. I'm sorry that I was on TikTok and not on Instagram, because I would have answered, but that was, like, really sweet. And then the second song that she's saying, you know what people are reading into, Lacey? I wonder if this is what you're talking about. Because you know how she does the guitar, and then she has the piano? Mm-hmm. So she was done singing Speak Now, and then she goes, okay, it's not far. It's not far. It's right over there. And then she walked over to the piano and people were like, what's not far?
Okay. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what you're talking about.
Well, and
I mean, she was talking about the piano.
Yeah.
Or was she?
And I don't want to skip ahead, but also the door. The door that she went through is now purple from what I saw last night.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
At the end?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The door that she walks through is now purple. And before it was, what, orange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, whoa. My God. I have to look that up. I didn't see that.
What was the second surprise song?
Treacherous.
Treacherous.
From Red.
That's exciting.
And she set it up by saying, this is one of my favorite songs. I don't know if I've ever played it on the piano. And then she played Treacherous, and it was so cool. It was cool because all the light-up bracelets lit up red, which was awesome.
You know, Lacey, there was something else that happened with a door at the concert. So after she sings her surprise song, she dives into the stage. Did you guys see the malfunction?
No.
So she went to dive in, and it appears from what I gathered, I watched a few different videos, that she may have stood in the wrong spot.
It's kind of what it looked like, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like she didn't stand in the right spot for the door because she's looking for the floor to open up
for
her to dive in, and she's like looking around, and she doesn't like see it, and you can hear the sound of her like diving in, but she's just standing there. And then she sees the opening that's like 4 feet forward.
Oh.
So she steps up and she tells the crowd like 1 second, and then she dives in that way. So it was a little bit of an oopsie.
Did you see what she, I'm sorry, did you say that she was mouthing what the fuck?
Yeah. She was saying that. She was like, what? And then she kind of, from an angle I saw, she kind of like chuckled for
a second.
And then said 1 second, and then she dived in.
Which is the first time that she like couldn't find the door on this tour. Like,
maybe it's hard to see.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. There was, because it has a big like light.
There was another
oopsie.
Not a big oopsie, but in the midnight section, she's wearing a garter. Did y'all see the garter? The garter came off of her leg, and so it was like kind of dangling on, like her thigh. It was kind of like dangling on the garter she was wearing. And this is at the towards the beginning of the set, before she like, because she's wearing a big glittery shirt, and then underneath it, she's wearing like
a ring.
Tight
unitard. Yeah, it's all like layers.
Yeah. So this is while she was still wearing the shirt, and the garter was just kind of peeking out from the shirt dress a little bit, and it kind of just came undone a little bit. So I think she was singing Antihero, if I'm remembering correctly. And she's singing, and she takes the mic down during a break, and she like mouths to one of her backup singers, like, can you help me? And then she sings again for a second as she's walking over to her backup singers. And then they're messing with her garter. And she says, like, take it off or something. And so they're, like, figuring it out. And it was, like, caught on her tights and stuff like that. So another little malfunction.
It's funny because
she handled it fine.
I rewatched, like, a different angle of that video. And she goes over to the backup singers. And I think there was two singers. And I think one of them had understood what was happening. And the other one, like, didn't. So Taylor puts her leg up. And the other singer was just, like, stroking her leg. Like, didn't know, like, what was supposed to be happening. And then she was like, oh. But it's like, if you weren't looking at the moment where she was like, can you help me? She comes over and just sticks her leg up. You're like,
okay, this is different. This is new.
Yeah, which is so
see,
cute.
See, everybody just wants to pet her and hold her. I'm not alone. That's just a natural reaction.
You need to become one of her backup dancers, I think.
I also, something I really enjoyed during the show, again, as if I was there, since it was in Tampa, it was really humid, and it was outside. So progressively throughout the show, her hair kept getting curlier and curlier.
Yeah, during cruel summer, perfectly straight hair. Couldn't be better.
And then by the end of it, it's just curls. And I mean, as someone with curly hair, I appreciate it a lot. Taylor, you don't have to hide those curls. But it was so funny because people online were like, this humidity also wants speak now.
That's great.
But, and then another thing to get back on my speak now train. Her wearing the yellow dress whenever she sang Speak Now was also monumental because on the backside of the Speak Now CD, she's wearing a flowy yellow dress.
Perfect.
I know. So you put them side by side and it's like, ooh, what?
Okay, so let's stop the Speak Now for a minute.
Why?
And let's clown on my end. Since this was a Thursday night show on the 13th, we were all wondering, is there going to be some sort of announcement? Is she going to, I saw rumors about, she was going to announce 1989, which was going to make me very cocky because I've been telling y'all for years that 1989 is coming. One day I'm going to be correct.
Well, it is coming.
It is coming.
Yeah.
But, she didn't make that announcement. Her big announcement. I saw somebody post on TikTok and they were like, oh, here she goes. Here she goes. Here's the announcement. Her announcement was that, she announced the wrong, opening bands. She thanked Gracie Abrams and Gale instead. Yeah, and so she was like, I have 13 brain cells left, and that is it. And they were like, that's her announcement. That's it. That's what we were all waiting for. Because, I mean, I did have my clown suit on yesterday just waiting. What is she going to say at this concert on the 13th?
Yeah.
And that's what she said. She has 13 brain cells left.
Something that people were definitely clowning about. There's been a lot of anticipation for months. What's Nice Boy Ed up to? And, you know, Nice Boy Ed dropped a song. That was about it. Everyone's had this big buildup, like, what's it going to be? Nice Boy Ed, she used his sound in a TikTok once. And there's this big buildup teasing us with these Polaroids. What's it mean? Yeah, he dropped a song.
It's a good song.
It's fine.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not really convinced there's much to the Nice Boy Ed hubbub.
I don't know what. But yeah, there's
I just feel like maybe she knows the guy.
Yeah.
And she wanted to give him a little pub. Or maybe she doesn't. And she just kind of liked the song and it worked for what she was posting. And that was it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know. But yeah, there was this big buildup because, ooh, Nice Boy Ed's dropping a song. It wasn't anything.
We know our queen. We know that she has all these plans that she is going to roll out. I do not think that the chaos is over yet. She had such a big rollout plan for this new album. She's killing it on tour, and I just can't wait to see what she's going to do next. Is she going to be changing up the set list at tour? That's what I'm waiting to see. Is she going to announce Speak Now and then add more Speak Now into the concert? Is it going to be the same concert at the end that it was at the beginning?
Right.
Did we go too soon? Do we need to go again?
Yes, is the answer, yes.
Yes.
We do need to go again at some point.
I mean, I kind of want to go last night in L.A.
Oh, that'd be insane.
Ooh. Yes.
I don't know if I have the bank account for that
Let's
one.
Let's do it.
I mean, I haven't looked into it, but I'm just saying, if there would be a show, I think that would be the show to go to.
Or at least one of them. She's doing 5 nights in L.A. We should at least try to go to one.
Guys, we also missed, she had two very special guests at her show last night.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Obamas were there.
Oh, yeah.
Barack and Michelle were there.
And Aaron Dessner, right?
Yes, Aaron Dessner was there.
Aaron Dessner.
When
but you're getting a former president to show up to your concert.
True.
That's a pretty big
deal. That's pretty huge. That is pretty, pretty huge. Since Aaron Dessner was there, I kind of thought she would do an Evermore surprise song.
I don't know.
But just because when Jack Antonoff was there,
she did
Death by a Thousand Cuts. But
maybe he did not submit his request before the deadline.
Aaron. Maybe one of the Obamas requested Speak Now.
Yeah, Michelle was
Michelle
like,
knows. Michelle knows. But yeah, super, super cool. And then I also, in my last seconds of clowning, right before I slept with one eye open, the live stream that I was watching, thank you so much to the girl that was live streaming that I was watching when she was in Tampa because I got to experience the whole show. And she was having a great time. I loved her. I wish I remembered her username, but she was great. What was something I wanted to say? Oh, she was so funny. She was so cute because she was singing along with all the songs. And during Speak Now, when it's like special occasion, the girl of live streaming was like, special occasion. Just the way she was singing, I was like, you were so happy. Like, I was so happy for her to be there. But anyway, with the live stream at the very, very end, she was still streaming during Karma, like all the fireworks go off. And I don't know if this happens every show or I was just on high alert, but as soon as the show was over, like over, the light up bracelets, they all lit up purple.
Ooh.
Did they really?
Yes, like really quickly. Purple and then
done.
Then they were done.
Wow.
That's why I was like,
yeah, I never noticed
what?
That.
What? But I mean, here we are and, you know, whatever. But I can be excited.
It's always exciting to be a Swiftie. Think you have a week off and then and then the queen comes at you hard.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it is funny that we were like, oh, she's going to have a quiet week. She's going to rest. She's going to get some sleep. And then we were like, chaos. But we always wish her the best. We know she's thriving. She's our queen. We love her. And there's another show tonight and tomorrow.
Very exciting stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on 13 of Taylor Swift Fan Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to us on right now. And Lacey, what are we posting next? Are we going to post The Great War at some point?
Are we posting this?
This is today.
Yeah, this is today.
We're posting Great War on Tuesday. So we are a couple of episodes ahead. I think we're only like two. We still want to be able to process this information because we're not 100% sure what is going on at this point. Is this a breakup album? Is this not a breakup album? Burning down the Lover House. I mean, that's kind of a statement right there. And her with her lighter on Midnights. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take time and we'll be back. We'll be doing more stuff, but we're still going to post these episodes. And if we have to change it up later, we will. But as of right now, the episodes that we are posting, it was even before tour. We were different people then. It was before tour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was before these breakup rumors. So see if Great War hits any differently now or not. Yeah, but we will be posting that on Tuesday. And navigating and trying to see what Taylor's throwing at us next.
Thanks for listening to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Subscribe for free and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.